Welcome to Pursuit Church Podcast, where we give those far from God the opportunity to pursue Christ. We are so glad you are here, and wherever you're listening from, we believe God has a word for you through today's message.
Again, welcome everyone to Pursuit Church. We're so very happy that you could be with us this morning. Before you're seated, I want to turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, starting with verse 46. And if you weren't in here when I had announced it earlier, we're going to be putting a whole yearly schedule on our website of a whole bunch of different things we're planning this year. So you could check out our website where you could see all the announcements, and we're planning on having a wonderful new year, church. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "That I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. This morning, I simply title my thought, "It's Time for a Change." You may be seated. The Bible says that time and chance happens to us all. We are all given a window of opportunity. And it's a tragedy that some live with the mentality that I will live for God when I want to live for God. These people have either not realized, forgotten, or disregarded that time and chance does happen to us all. And it's a tragedy, church, because the Bible says that God's Spirit will not always strive with man, meaning there is a window of opportunity for everyone. There is a time and chance for everyone, for time and chance happens to us all. Everyone gets a moment. Everyone gets an opportunity. The grace and mercy of God is given to everyone. Everyone is given the chance to make up their mind one day and live for God. To make up their mind, church, and say, "I'm not going to follow the crowd. I'm not going to follow the world. I'm not going to be pressured to do things just because it's the cultural norm and maybe my friends do them or my family does it or my coworkers do it or I was brought up in that type of environment." Everyone is given the opportunity, despite their past and the way that they were raised, to give it all to God one day and to lay it down at his feet and say, "I'm going to live for you from this day forward. I'm going to follow after you. I'm going to stay close to you. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to trust you." And these, church, are the types of people that make up their mind and they follow God and our counterculture. They get the attention of God, and they get the favor of God, and the blessings of God upon their life make that evident because they took advantage of the time and chance that they were given. And so also was this opportunity given to this man in the New Testament named Bartimaeus. Now, on this day in our scripture, great crowds were on the roads heading to Jerusalem. Many people traveling to celebrate the Passover. And on the way to the city of Jerusalem, they would pass through Jericho. And among the crowd of people passing through Jericho was Jesus. And as Jesus makes his way through Jericho on his way out of the city, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. Now let's look at this for a moment. Scholars believe that Bartimaeus probably would normally sit at the entrance of the city and not the exit. But they believe that when that crowd began to show up that day, that blind Bartimaeus had no idea what was happening. He was blind. But when he had finally learned that it was Jesus passing by, he had probably thought to himself, I just missed a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And he knew that he would never have the opportunity to see Jesus again. For even the Bible says that Jesus would never pass that way again before he would go to Calvary. And so as Jesus is making his way through Jericho and blind Bartimaeus realizes that this church is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that he may have just missed out on, he gets his things and he manages to go around the city to the exit gate where he knows that Jesus will have to come out of to exit the town. And this time, once blind Bartimaeus gets himself situated, he does not hold back. But he begins to cry out and he begins to raise his voice and he begins to shout because this time he is not missing the opportunity. Now that he knows that it's Jesus of Nazareth, he is going to cry out like he's never done before in an all-out effort to get the attention of Jesus. He knows that he has one opportunity. He has one chance. There will not come another. There will not be another day. There will not be another time. This is it. This is the moment right here, right now. There will not be another day coming, church. Today is the day. Now, beggars were common back then. In fact, just last week, I spoke about a different beggar, a crippled man in Jerusalem that would receive his healing. But beggars were common, and they were often an annoyance to the community. People looked down on the beggar. And as blind Bartimaeus begins to raise his voice because he knows that Jesus is coming, the crowd around him tells him to be quiet. They tell him to calm down. The Bible says they warned him to be quiet, but he would not listen to the crowd. He would not tone it down, church, because when you're tired of living a certain way, and you're tired of the same old thing, and you're tired of just being a roadside beggar, and you're tired of the same situation, and those around you can't help you, and the world doesn't seem to be able to help you, you don't care what the crowd says. You don't care what the crowd does. You're desperate for change. You're desperate for deliverance, and you're not going to stop until you get it. You're not going to tone it down until you have it. You don't care what others are doing. You don't care what others are saying. You don't care if they're not as excited as you are this morning. You don't care if they're not as hyped up as you are. Jesus has just shown up. Jesus has come through my town, and this is my opportunity. Amen. For church, everyone is given a time and a chance. And blind Bartimaeus understood this. So he didn't care about the crowd because it's hard to find deliverance. It's hard to start living right when you care about the crowd, because the crowd is no friend to a genuine seeking soul. A crowd, when it's all said and done, is just a crowd. It'll congratulate you today and crucify you tomorrow. And blind Bartimaeus knew this, and so he had no concern about the crowd. In fact, the Bible says he cried the more, aware of his need, desperate for deliverance, understanding that it was now or never, he cried out to the saving God. I was speaking to someone recently, and they told me that things in their life didn't get any better until things had gotten a lot worse. It was when things had gotten so bad that they had become desperate enough to do things that they would have not done if they would have not gotten that bad. It was when things had gotten so out of control, so unmanageable, so frustrating, so impossible, that then things began to change for the better, because it pushed them to begin to do things that they would not do before. They began to trust God like they never did before. They began to pray like their life really depended upon it. And then things began to change for the better, church. Then they began to see light at the end of the tunnel again. See, if you're trying to manage and control everything in your life, things are probably not going to get better. If it's just you trying really hard to make sure that things don't go overboard or that things don't become a disaster in your life, you're probably always one little problem or one little circumstance away from an all-out disaster, but ironically, never a disaster big enough to actually cause you to change. If you live like this, you probably live with a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear in your life. You probably have very little hope and peace in your spirit. Because although things may be bad, things have never truly gotten desperate enough for you to finally say, okay, I can't take this anymore. I'm done trying to be in control. I'm done trying to manage it all by myself. I'm done trying to figure it all out by myself. I'm gonna lay it down and trust God. I'm gonna lay it down and trust God. That's when you know things really are going to change this time. That's when you know things really are going to get better this time. And so things often have to get worse in someone's life before they get better, because it's in that desperate place where we are finally willing to surrender everything and trust in God. And so this morning, you might ask yourself, are things really getting worse in my life? Or am I being positioned into a place of such desperation where I will then have to surrender and trust and pick up my prayer life again and start being faithful again and start walking by faith again and start being obedient again and start reading my Bible again? Are things getting worse, or is God simply calling me closer? This morning, you are only a surrender away from things getting much better in your life. You are only a hands lifted, heart opening prayer away from things getting much better in your life. And this is where blind Bartimaeus was. He was to do what others would not. He was desperate enough to get Jesus' attention because he felt that this may be his very last chance. Today may be your last chance. Today may be your last window of opportunity to get some things under the blood of Christ. Today may be the last chance you get to change some things or to leave some things at an altar, for we are all given a time and a chance. And really, when I think about it, church, I don't know why anyone should get an opportunity to hear the gospel for a second or third or fourth time before everyone gets to hear it for a first. The gospel truth is so good, so powerful, so perfect that God has every right to expect that once somebody has heard the good news one time, it should be received and believed. It is an expression of God's incredible grace and mercy that he would continue to knock on someone's heart and continue to open a door for those who hesitate and don't believe the first time. God is so merciful. But in the end, we will all be without excuse, because everyone will have been given a time and a chance. And blind Bartimaeus was not going to waste his time, and he begins to raise his voice, saying, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And he gets Jesus' attention. The Bible says that Jesus stops. Jesus stands still for the blind beggar. Church, there is a point in which you can become desperate enough and hungry enough that you can get the very attention of this Jesus. Your praying gets his attention. You're crying out, don't matter if it's in the car, at home, in your closet, wherever. Your crying out gets his attention. Your desperation gets his attention. You don't think he knows where you're at today? You don't think that he knows what's going on in your life? He knows. He knows where you're at. He knows the very thoughts you think. He knows the problems you deal with. He knows what gives you anxiety. He knows what stresses you out. And he does not just ignore somebody who's willing to call out to him. He doesn't just ignore somebody who's been praying. He doesn't just walk on by for someone who's been desperate. And Jesus stood there and he called for the blind beggar. And he said, "What do you want me to do for you?" The Bible says, and throwing aside his garment, that's powerful. Throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. In other words, he went to Jesus empty. He laid aside what he had. He was saying, "I'm done with my old life. I'm done living the way I've lived. I've made up my mind. I want change starting today." Is there something you haven't let go of? Is there something you haven't given up? Is there something that you know that God has dealt with you about, but you're still holding on to it? You're still clinging on to it. You're still caught up in it. You're still doing it. The Bible says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily ensnare us." I believe we need to analyze our lives and ask ourselves, is there anything in my life hindering me? Is there anything holding me back? Is there anything that I haven't let go of? Because blind Bartimaeus, church, said it ain't worth it. It ain't worth holding on to that old garment. It ain't worth living like this any longer. It ain't worth just being a roadside beggar. Jesus is here, and this may be the only chance I get. This may be the only opportunity I have. Jesus is probably not coming through my town again, and so I need to give it my all. I need to do everything I can. I need to lay it aside, and I need to hold nothing back, and I need to come to Jesus. And in that moment, he came to Christ, and the Bible said, Jesus responded and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "That I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight, followed Jesus on the road. That's where we must get to, making up our mind to follow Jesus. He was not blind Bartimaeus anymore, but just Bartimaeus. What propelled Bartimaeus? I'm almost done. What propelled Bartimaeus to arise from his place of begging? Was it what he saw, church? Yes, it was. But he was blind, you say. Yes, he was. But he was looking through the very eyes of faith. He believed Jesus could change everything for him, and therefore he threw off his old garment representing his old life, and he walked to Jesus by faith. Get this, never to pick up his old garment ever again. Maybe you're here today wondering why you're always living a roller coaster life with God. One day you're up, the next day you're down. It's because you threw the garment aside, but in a moment of weakness, you went back and you picked it up. Bartimaeus threw that old garment away because he knew he was never gonna pick up that old garment again. He understood that he was given a time and a chance to throw away that old garment and to live a new life for Christ. God has given all of us a time and a chance to throw that old garment away and to never look back. Today, church, is the opportunity to change, to do something different, to live different, to do better, to throw that old garment away and commit to never picking it up ever again. Today is the day. Tomorrow I am not promised. God forbid I get in a wreck after this service and I pass away and I go to the Lord. But tomorrow I'm not promised. Today I have. I have today. We're given this moment, this time, this chance. And so I ask you this morning, church, are you willing to throw away that old garment and to never look back? Let's all stand this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Today, if you're ready for change, I don't know what you're going through, but God does. And God wants to help you, guide you, direct you. This is your day. Are you ready to take that old garment off and once and for all throw it away, church, for the rest of time, never looking back?
Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. For more information about Pursuit, visit pursuitchurchar.com. Thank you for listening and see you next week.